means not for yourself, where it is suspended, where it is situated, where it is suspended, the meat, the kidneys. Now this is in the Kobe, I think it's called the Kobe bone, Kobe bone of the liver. This is a tail-like, it's a protuberance, and so it's a tail-like, it's called the Kobe bone of the liver. And that's, in cattle, it's under the kidneys, the Kobe bone, the tail-like part of the liver, and the called the second shaft. So it is the diet. So the male and then the shape say, since that picture, that we need Kazai is Mokimon, Kazai is Mokimshir, higher than Tzimon Poreshet. Tzimon Poreshet. But two things left. But then the shape say, since that picture in Mokimshir, whether it's the cutting globe of the liver or the food of the breath, so the male near the diaphragm, I mean, what's it means? Near the diaphragm. So the male we need 3 tzeisim of the liver left in order to be shaved. All right. Shall we shall make a zayis, you mock him over the kazayis, mock him shahayo, you are mocking shoot all of it. Avo nisha menu, kazayis, you mock him over the kazayis, you mock him shahayo, shale. Uvei, hakel if you got no if you got. Lo yo oyu. אילו כשני הזיסים שלמים, כל אחד מכני, אלו מסלקתים, אוי כרצודו, כרצועו, אוי מרודודים, בואי רבי אמין. מסלקת מהו, כרצוע מהו, בואי רבה שכזייס מרודת מהו, כן, so it's לחומר, לחומר. So it's free, in other words, if it is not in the regular natural shape, but it has to be gathered. And so then it's like, אבל פי שיש מהם בין הזה כזייז ומוקים מורו וכזייז מוקים שיחיו טרי טרי יוביש, in other words, what it means like this, let's say this is the liver, so suppose part of the liver was torn out and then you have another part of the liver but it's all bimokim moro, so then it's not chill. And Kirtsua means the form of a strap. Mirudoti means rag. Ava pishiyesh ben bin yaze kezai is mokimora, kezai is mokim shechayo, tlein. Yobish kezai is mokimora, kezai is mokim shechayo. Ad she nifrach, vitziperen, trevo. Suppose you have a kezai is mokimora, kezai is mokim shechayo. But that is so dry that it just keeps on breaking. When it keeps on breaking when you scrape it with the nail. So then it's considered as if it doesn't exist. Because Yobish, to that extent, that it's Nifra, which is a parent, is considered as if it doesn't exist. Some may rain, right? Chilotodon. Abon in Isliya, there's the Gemara. Afil bin Mokim Moro, um Mokim Chiyusek Sheir. Bin Tzor Prima, Rispio, Bishom, Mekim Shek Sheir. Nidal Gala Kovit, Kulim Mokim Shemuchu Bashom. Vadayin um Mechuba Bitrafshe in the membrane shall Kovit Sheir. Kotzov Aramba, Knei Akovit. והם המזרוקים שבי הדם מזבשת עם ניקה איך עוד מהן? טרי all the, I suppose, I mean, I don't know, but the קני הקובי, probably, והם, this probably the hepatic veins, והם המזרוקים שבי הדם מזבשת עם ניקה איך עוד מהן? טרי because the hepatic veins are very important in the manufacture of bile that is ultimately transferred to the duodenum and that is important in digesting the food. I suppose that this is what the Rambam means. They are coming from the Mizrokim Shebei Adam Mizbashi in Nikav Echot Mehen Trei Veloi Nihir Veloi Nihir Domach Shelino Nafilo Benitao כולי חוץ מכזייס, במוקים מורו, וכזייס, במוקים חיוסו. So במילא, these veins, these כבי הכובד, the hepatic veins, should not be more homo than the liver itself. If the liver itself is nikaf, it's not trefo. So the hepatic veins, when they are nikab, should be trained for even. Machat shenitzo b'kovei, vein imbo b'poneinu sholei, boi chotuch, im tzadof sholei, b'tzad chalala, v'eimo, l'chutz treifo, afi l'kulei tomu, b'kosar ha-kovei, sholmuchei shishin, שמו נכנס דרך הבשת להדקים ויוצא מהדקים לחלולה בימו ונופ ומשום נכנס לקובי שיהיו נכנס דרך סימפן ויוכל לנוקי מצד הרוב שלו ואם הצד הדק שלו כלפי חוץ כשיו שום נטיילים לימה דרך סימפן שם באמת לא אמורים אחד גזו אבל בדק לא יחיל ותחיל פה בכל עניין שהרוב לינקים בסדר אוף שלהם כוסף הרש בו ואינו נפקין איזה גסו ואיזה דקו תהיו כרבים עשו בין בזו אסורו ואירה שאם מגסו כגרן של תמרו שאינרו יו לינקי שמגסו עשו כגרן של תמרו שאינרו יו לינקו עד כאן So, now this is the Gemara, that time we went over So there is a chat of Rashi tasteless the chat of Rashi and tasteless and the Rosh and the Tur and then the Pshat of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashi but the Shulchan Aruch even though I mean we usually pass this like the Rambam but here he doesn't even mention the Rambam's Pshat he doesn't and the Rambam's Pshat the Rif and the Rambam's Pshat is just the reverse of the Rashi's We went over, but let's go over, let's just review, I mean, the machlekes, the Rashi and the Rambam. Hayimach, the fifth line, Hayimach, the Mishtaka, Vichticha Nikvei, Sova Mar, Breter Avyetzel, Vimitret, Omer Le Rabashi, Yilu Yishtaka, Vipsoi, Kayyad, Leha, Vitoriz Mar, Elo Omer Rabashi, Chazine, I kupel ibal, I kupel nokit pasoi. I kupel ikal, simpune nokit pasoi. Behane yile bali, abu fite, loish ni kupel ni kupel ikal, loish ni kupel ibal, ni kupel ni kupel ikal, loish ni kupel ikal. So according to Rashi, so kupel ibal, now kupel means the thick edge. Now, let's say this is the thick edge, and this is the thin edge of the needle. And the thick edge is very thick. Let's say it's like the pit, like the stone of the day. So it's the catch. So that it's unlikely that it should be able to puncture the membrane of the internal organ with that thick edge. So kupemiliba means that it sticks, it is impacted in the liver with the thick edge, the matter towards the halal vein. And kup the according to Rashi, kupel ikav means that the thick edge is towards the head of the vein. According to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbo, so it's just the other way around. Riba means that it stores the head of the beimo, the reisha beimo, and rigav means that it is towards the halala vein. Now, but Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh, the Tur, and then the Tzachon Shulchan Aruch, I mean, they don't mention even the Rambam Shah, they don't even mention it. So according to them, so Kupel Lebar means that the thick edge of the needle is towards the halala vein. So now the question is, how did that come? The fact that it was found in the liver, so that is not, that doesn't present any problem, because Nika Bakovei, so it's not great. But how did it come into the liver? So there are two possibilities. I mean, there are two possible explanations. One is that the liver, that the needle dropped into the organs in the usual way, together with all the food, into the veshe, the esophagus, and then into the stomachs, and then into the intestines, and then and then it went out of the intestines. So as it went out, as the needle went out of the intestines, it punctured the intestines, and then it is, so if let's say this is the liver, and this is the needle, and this is the thick edge, and it sticks in the liver with the thick edge, limata, the thick edge limata. So then we say the only logical explanation for the presence of this needle in the liver is that it dropped through the veche together with the food, and then it went down to the whole abdominal canal, I mean to the stomachs and the intestines, and then it went outside into the halawa group, and then it punctured the internal organs, that itself made the hemolytic rainfall, and then with the thin edge, it just stuck into the liver. And it remained sticking like this, and this is the way it was, the needle was situated at the time when was Sheikh Adelaide. So it's straight? It's straight. But if the kupo is miligav, that means that the thick edge is here, is sticking in the liver, and the thin edge is lifted towards the halal abhemo, the mato. So mainly we cannot say, even though the usual thing is for a needle, if it does drop into the organism, to drop through the venture together with the food. That's the usual thing. But here we have a riot that this did not happen, that the needle did not take this usual food. Because if it took, we found it sticking like this, the thin edge here, the matam, and then the thick edge towards the reisha behemo, so the question arises, let's assume that it went down to the esophagus, into the abdominal canal, and the stomachs, and the intestines, and then it punctured. So how did it come? How did it come impacted in the liver? So what do we say? It just punctured the liver with the thick edge. That's very unlikely. I mean that the thick edge, a very thick edge of the needle, should stick into the liver. So it's unlikely. So the melee, the usual root is out. So then we have to attribute that, we have to explain it on the basis of a very unusual phenomenon. It happens unusual, I mean infrequently. In other words, because infrequently the needle might drop into the trachea, into the capillaries, the cone, and then the vena cava is close to the capillaries, to the trachea, so without puncturing any internal organ that is matter of the hemo. So it might, this is very unusual, but we have no other way of explaining this, the presence of the needle that way. So we say it took the root via the simple. In other words, what simple? Through the gargaris, then from the gargaris into the vena cava, that's the simple, and then from the vena cava into the liver. This is Rashi's pshat, and this is Tesis pshat, this is the Rosh pshat, this is the Tur's pshat, this is how the Mechaber Paschal, the Mechaber Ramo, the Rifs and the Rambams and the Rashbos pshat, no one mentions Lala. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbos pshat, so just opposite. In other words, that Kupa Meliba means that the thick edge is toward the head of the baby. Is towards the head of the vein, and that means that the thin edge, now this is the thick edge, and the thin edge is towards the halawa vein, limata. So So just the reverse, according to Rambam. The reason Rambam. So Ikupen Liba means falls the head of the Be'er Isha Behemo. So it's like this. Some Mele, the thin point, is headed downward. So then we say that as the needle was dropping, so it probably stuck into the membrane of one of the internal organs. So as the needle was dropping, so melee, according to Rambam, so we say that in view of the fact that the needle was found in the liver, and there is a connection between the liver and the vena cava, that the same vein, so we always attribute that to that root. We don't attribute, if the liver would be found, let's say, in the navel, that let's say in the abdominal canal, let's say in the intestines, then we would say, in all probability, it dropped through the vein. But since we found the liver, and we found the needle in the liver, so we say that in all probability, it took an unusual thing happened. In other words, the needle dropped into the trachea, and then from the trachea into the vena cava, and then from the vena cava into the liver, because there is a connection between the vena cava and the liver. So we always assume that it took that route, not the main ship, because since it was found in the liver, so it's a raya that it didn't take the root through the vein. If it took the root through the vein, it wouldn't be found in the liver. Oh, so in either case, we assume, whether it's kupim lebar or kupim legav, we assume that it took the root through the simple. The trachea, then the vena cava, then the liver. But if it is kupim lebar means the thick edge. And the thin edge is here downwards on the halal apeimo. So mele, that means that it was heading with the thin point, with the thin edge, in the direction of the thin edge of the needle. So mele, as it was falling through the vena cava, it's very likely that the thin edge stuck through the membrane of the vena cava, through and through. And then it becomes reva, in the vena cava. So, becomes perforated. So for the same reason that we say that if a needle is found in the halal habeimo, halal aguf, so it's also perforated. I mean, what's wrong with the needle being found in the halal aguf? Because it's very likely, since the needle was for a certain time, in the halal aguf, so as in the course of the vibrations and the movements of the behemo, that this needle stuck into an internal organ, into the ducting, into the stomach, whatever. So here too, since it went through the vena cava, so mainly we assume, we are anticipating, not that we're not sure, but we anticipate the possibility that as it was falling through the vena cava, it stuck with the vena cava. Mashenke, if it's kupo miligav means that it was falling, dropping with in the direction of the thick edge, so it's not likely that as it is falling, so it should stick in the walls of the vena cava. So milit cava. This is the Rambam Pshat. Now the question is, according to the Rif and the Rambam, so we say if kupo riba means that the thick edge is towards the range of the vein, and the teenage is this. So that was, if this is the liver, so it's impacted like this. So we say that it is painful. It is painful. Why? But the question is, how did it get into the liver? So the Hashem Chon says that according to the Rambam, so the liver, because the liver could attract, I mean that the needle, even the thick edge of the needle could stick into the liver, even the thick edge. All right. Now this is the Rif and the Rambam. All right. Now the Torah doesn't even mention the Rif and the Rambam. So again, Machat Shenimzo, but he mentions Rashi. Machat Shenimzo becoming. In other words, if it is up to the thickness, so then it is real meaning. But if it is mamish, the size of the thickness of the stone of the day, it's a real meaning. Kotsu ba'aloch ha'leves, v'in kev trapshe v'kvei de treve, u'machte v'mishtakche v'trapshe, in other words, v'in kev trapshe v'kvei de treve, u'machte v'mishtakche v'trapshe, sofit treve, v'chol sofit treve l'isa. Because if it is not for layer and it's connected more, so it's considered as if it had been removed. In other words, if it fell into the fire, So it burns, so it's considered as if it had been cut out. Now, what's the aloha when the liver is cut out? It all depends which portion. If it's been more, so it's right. So if the burned part of the liver is connected more, so it's right. We need to snake faith in the vein, or the vein is right. The whole yes, I cannot do that. The have a little lack of the vein shame. So I am not going to call it. I will kill me down in a mocking shoe dog shop. You can't have a hook in the Kazai shall mock him more, but the Kazai shall mock him use a paper. We love shame. So that was the first sheet is the sheet of Rash, which is also the sheet of the Ram. The Kodesh are cannot have done implies that if there is an additional aid there, so it's considered as if the Behemo had been deficient in it. So in other words, so we say, that if, let's say, there are two livers, so it's considered as if the behemoth has no liver. Now, if it has no liver, so it's actually great. So here it's also great. There's the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, and the sheet of Moses Hashem. But there's the Yishem and the sheet of the Rambam. We are going to put to Kulei, Yalo, Kimito, Namoke, Shu, Dovik, Shom. Hilkach, Nenis, Buki, Bikazai, Shalmoki, Mo'od, Katai, Shalmoki, Kuyuso. There's the Kodei, Tlou. Of the liver, pray for, or the diaphragm. So, we love Sheiro. This is the Ramban Sheiro. That Kolyesa Kanokon Domen does not imply that if there is an additional Aver, so it's considered as if it has been deficient in that liver. In other words, that if it has two livers, it's considered as there's no liver. No, but Kolyesa Kanokon Domen, the Aloha Mishnah Kanokon Domen, implies that if there is an additional Aver, so it's considered as if that condition, as if the behemoth had been born with that additional liver, and then the doctor came and cut out that additional liver, together with the
will defend the Jews. Now, some Neoelite has two livers, so it's considered as if this baby may have been born with two livers, and then the second liver, the additional liver, had been cut out, together with the thing that adjoins it. So here the additional liver happens to be. Now let's say, here is one liver. Here is one liver. And now let's say, and here let's say is the gallbladder. Here is the gallbladder. Here is the liver, the natural liver, that every baby makes. And then this baby, has another liver. And the other liver is situated adjoins the gallbladder. So then, according to Ramban, it would be painful. Because we say, oh yes, the metal dome. So since there is an additional liver, it's considered as if this baby had been born with an additional liver. And then the doctor came and cut out the additional liver and the thing that adjoins it. So in other words, it should be considered as if it was cut out together with the mole. So the melee is safe, but suppose the additional liver is not the Motimor, is here, so then it's not I'm very sorry that I have to finish here because I have to go to, So we'll go over the Mechaber and Ramor, Simen Memalek, which is a big Simen, so I can go to it now. It's a big Simen. So, and then, we should go over on Sunday, also in the Tour and Mechaber and Ramor, Membeis, and Mengimu already went over once, and Mendalit. Beneath the kitachas akloeis, beneath the kidneys, that is the caudate lobe of the liver. The caudate, in other words, tail-like portion of the liver. And then another pshat is drafshe, where it is at the point near the diaphragm. Now. So there is one shita because we need to exist in the Gemara itself says. One be mokimorum, one mokir yusei. But the Issa Leheter, now the Shach in Sif Aleph says, because of the Issa Leheter, Klau Nau, Din Ches, Hilkach Tzor Gimu Zeisim, Beinu Gimu Mikeis. Umivir biteras chatos klau pites din testu tehaloche. The Ramon here doesn't mention it, but in teras chatos, the Ramon passes that because of the two pshat in Rashi, we require not three two gzeisim, but three gzeisim. Two gzeisim, the Gemara says, we need three gzeisim because of the two pshat in Rashi as to what mikim chiyusim means, whether it means the caudate lobe of the liver, or it means at the point where near the diaphragm, the trach. All right. Hello. Now, Elim Kinishtaya Kazaibo Kimora Kazaibo Kim Chiyus. Shehu Tolim. Viyu Kishnei Zaisim. So the Mechaba doesn't pass them. Three Zaisim. And Ramo here doesn't say it either. But in Zerashatos he says three Zaisim. Viyu Kishnei Zaisim alone. Kolecho Cholim Kimi. Avon Imo Yomis Laki to Ikatsu or Mehuta Trein for that's not buying anymore. So he passed them a Chumma. In other words, suppose it has to be collected from several places. But each piece is became chiyusei, became more. But they're not together.
So that's an abaye. So we pass the chumre, or it's a form of a strap, or it's rag. So it's like shiur zedek shnei zeisim after b'sher agod ubeiv hakel if god lo yikam yobi shakobe at she nivchach to pitz peire peiv. So that the bush yobi shkul and shtayer kazai you look him more because I'm a kibinu say it doesn't make any difference whether it's gone completely or it's not gone, but it is so deteriorated that it creeps up with by your nail. So then it's considered like God. Vim yopsho eilu habizeisim rivad nametrei. Because this area is important. Suppose at the area of Mikim Chiyuse, at the area of Mikim Amor, so it is yomish. But the rest is intact, not deteriorated. So it's also painful. Because the important thing is that there should be a minimum kovet at these two areas. Nimika kovet, the heimish dam yates in psara kovet and nimok, the hoyomi dam, if it became so soft, so crushed, that dam, that it turns into blood, so it's like, afa pishen ishtairo beis azeisi, the same thing with Rocky Park. Yei shemri, kovit she koshe ke even trei. In other words, because a kovit liver is naturally very soft. So if it became so soft that it turns into blood like this, the kovit in its natural state emanates dam profusely. But suppose if it is so soft, it's mamish crushed, that it turns into dam mamish, then it's right. Then Ramos says, suppose the other extreme. In other words, that the covenant which is naturally soft is very hard, koshik heaven, so it's also trained. Again, it depends whether in these two areas, it is hard or not. So if in these two areas it is hard, heaven, then it's trained. But in these two areas it's not hard, heaven, the rest of the liver is hard, heaven, it's not trained. Hisliya kovit, that's in pricing. So if it is detached at a certain point, but it is still attached, so it's kshev. Machat she nimtzo bikovit, bein she bo lifoneinu sholeh. Bein shebochotuch. Now that's the din. So we have there two pshatim. The pshat of Rashi, Tesis, the Rosh, the Tur, and the pshat of the Riv, the Rambam, and the Rashi. And the two paskins like the pshat of the Rambam, I'm sorry, like the pshat of Rashi, not like the Rambam, doesn't even mention it. Nor does the Mechaber or the Ramo mention the pshat of the Riv and the Rambam, even though ordinarily the Mechaber always follows the Shiddes Ram. Here he doesn't even mention. Machat shenim tzobi kovet b'yishibo b'fanim yisholim b'yishibo chotuch im tzalob shalwe lezal chala b'yimu avu kotom b'yivoso ha-kovet reifo ima tzadakash im tzadadak sholim kila b'chut k'sheiro sholim teiru im leim avar simpin b'oshon vidav keshe tzadarov p'yne lezal ha-simpin avu l'impin l'izdodi b'chol b'yit reifo because if it had taken the root via the simpain, via the trachea and the vinakeva, so it wouldn't find it in this position before it's done. Bamed vom amur mi machat gaso, avu bidako lechil utreifo, kishir gaso, kishir gagin shol tamre, or I do discuss it in fine. Machat shenim tzom nisim pingonu, shevikobei, so who is simpain, hakonu, שנכנס בסייכי וכן נמצא בסימפין גודל של ראי הקשי because if it is found the machat in the kopei, in the simping, like in the vena cava. So then it's a raya that he took the root via the simpanis, because it was found in the simpanis. Nikav talfesh akovet, nekev mifulesh, mitzad akovet reif. So if the talfesh akovet was, in other words, if the diaphragm that is near the lip, so was nikav, nekev mifulesh mitzad akovet, is reif. Alright, the second thing, so is based upon the principle that Tzircha only answers in the Reh, but not in other form. Now the first step, so he says, Nikev Tarfish Akovi, Nekev Mifulesh Tarakovi. Now, there's a lot of discussion by the Bach, the Karas, and the Shah. Nikev Tarfish Akovi, Nekev Mifulesh, Mitzad HaKovet Treif. Now, the Torah mentions that Umachte Dindno Kosov Bahar Di Minkab Krafche Dikvede, the Diet of Israel. Now, this is not mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Mora, in the Price. It's not mentioned. We cannot be Macy from the Treyfish and Mono Chazal. But, so the Yosef says, the Beast of the Deles is not to be considered as a tray for the Kneatsim. But if there is a Nekev in the diaphragm, so he says, the Chayivah, the Eid Piso, Ha Nekev Mitadatsim, Elon Tmish, is safe, Ha Kovid Linoti. So in other words, it's not a tray for the Mitadatsim, but because safe, Ha Kovid Linoti. All right, it's a big critic. Now, but the question is, why does he say the Mechaber, so the Torah doesn't make any limitation. Nikat tarfesh akovet nekev mifulesh mitzad akovet reif. Nikat trafshe nikvedet reif. Here, the Mechaber mentions a certain limitation. Now, the Bach mentions that the Bach here on the Torah, because of the Sifrei HaMordechai Hashem Mitzvus, the Trav Shev Ikvede Shenik for Nekev and Fulish Mitzad HaKovet Reif, the Kach Posek Mishulchan Aruch. So, that's the Lashon of the Mordechai. Umashma the Nikev Shaloi Mitzad HaKovet Ein Et Reif. Because of the Shor Posek in Kosov Bistam, Al Shein Bahag, the Inka Trav Shev Ikvede Reif, Visu the Marim Bitir בתחום הדשן, סימן קופצה מגימו, הייבי דין זה בראש של המורדכי, ולהיזכר מצד הכובד, וכן בישראל את האורך, שתם נאולב, סימן לדאולב, ושאול נדאולב, ועוד, so the question is, why do they, but in the מורדכי, it's mentioned מצד הכובד, and the מחבר also mentioned. So the Bach says, ונראה דהי מצד הכובד שמיצו בספרי הדרוס, תוי סייב. וכך הוא יש, במורדכי יושן בידויק, כסיב הסייב, שלו יקוסו בין מצד הכובד, אלא כך קוסו שם, לקרב של מקווידה של ניקו נקו מפולוש, שהוא חוצר הכובד רגע. So the Bach says that is it really safe for Mordechai. And then, but the same thing appears in all the Tfusim in the Mordechai, Mitzad HaKovet. So he says, he saw in one truth that he didn't say, Mr. Akon. So it's a very safe. And this is how it should be. The trap should be created, she need for neck and foolish. She'll hot rakove. I mean the trap she died from is called hot rakove. So it doesn't make any difference. In other words, because according to Alokas Deles, if there is a neck in the diaphragm, so then it's symptomatic of a total deterioration of the future. Total deterioration of the cup. That's what the Alokas Deles said. So actually it was written Hotrakovin. So then the matrix put in by mistake Mitzarakovin. And Hotrakovin is the diaphragm. The Hochelakino. The Homokim Shinika, Hotrakovin Razor. The Nikanekinakovin. So in other words, so you reject this limitation. This is what the matrix. Now let's see what the task is. שכותב מרדכי חוצר הכובד, חוצר הכובד מי זה דייר ועמד יקטור, וכותב מצעד ומוקם חוצר ולא נראה, והוד כותב מצעד הכובד לא יוצא לימוד שיהיו כושר בחוצר הכובד ואין זה מוקם שבשטח חוצר הכובד ובדי בכל מוקם חריפו אלו כוונות שבחוצר הכובד יש בי חלק שהוא פורוס על בית מעבינו והכי מסחי לירי בחלל הבינו דרך הפסוק על הכובד באדר החולו, ועל זה אומר, כל שיש בנקד, בכל שטח שבצריך אדר החולו, אבל באיזה חלק, שהוא פורוס על הדפן, אין נקד פייס. So the task is that we have to be generous. מי כפתר שהכובד נקד מפולש מצד הכובד. But the diaphragm is attached to the liver. But there is a portion of the diaphragm that is not connected to the liver, but that is connected to the baby. So, since that the neck of the diaphragm is not the place per se, by itself, because anyone who hates it, I'll say the Shemona Chazal. And there is no Gemara that mentions the diaphragm among the patients. But the Pshat in our ability is that if there is a naked with Av Shakovei, so then we say that the whole Kovei is destined to be done. So when do we say that only the naked is in that part of the diaphragm that is connected to Kovei? But there is a portion of the diaphragm that is connected to Zeifet that is not connected to Kovei. So if the naked occurs in that part of the diaphragm, that is negative at least and not negative at COVID, so it's not there. This is what he says. I will be the holy, to pull it on a day in the negative face, we don't have to borrow the time. Your thoughts are disused, which is my voice has said. I'm going to say, the time I treat this, the hot for a COVID, who are in the last one? And what you say, not to a COVID, and you should walk in here at the other day, coaching in Stam, Mohammed, you should walk in Gamma, you should make it before it. And the reason is why only the negative occurs in that portion that is the negative occurs. But if the negative occurs in the diaphragm, in the portion that is not the negative occurs, the negative occurs, in view of the fact that Likuba's absence to the company is not the present of the diaphragm, even if the present of the diaphragm is very different in what portion of the diaphragm is negative. But seeing it's not the present of the diaphragm, but only because we say as a result of the measure we have after the covering. So since our covering is out, so then someone shall there in the measure of the negative covering, not to be the negative. Now let's look at that. Tell me, what do you do?